Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Hi, my name is Hannah Whitley, and I play Eurydice in Hadestown.
Yes, it's Hadestown, the tour that's coming down through the historic National Theater here in D.C. It'll be here June 6th through 18th, so only a couple weeks, so no excuse. You got to get your tickets before it's gone. Now, obviously, you and I know what Hadestown is about. The thing won, what, like 8 Tonys and a Grammy and all kinds of stuff back in the day, a couple years ago, 2019. Yes. But in case there's some newcomers, just give them the basic premise here.
All right, so the basic premise of Hadestown is it's based around Greek mythology, and it really takes you through the story of two paralleling lovers. We have the young lovers, Orpheus and Eurydice, and the old lovers, Hades and Persephone. The story really tells the tales of their two love stories and how they intertwine, how the lovers can learn from each other, and ultimately how you can go to hell and back. So it's a really fun story based on Greek mythology, but absolutely a complete reinvention of the tale. My favorite thing about Hadestown is, although this is a story that many of us know and it's been told for centuries, it's also very much about the world we live in today and very much how we can survive basically what 2023 right now.
I love it. I love that you tie it into timely stuff, too, even though these are old mythic stories. I love how it resurfaces the comment on the now.
Yes.
Well, dote on your cast a little bit, you know. So tell us, Eurydice, who plays your Orpheus? And then, and then the other two, King Hades and Persephone as well.
All right. So we've got Antonio Rodriguez as Orpheus. We have Matthew Quinn-Patrick as Hades. We have Nathan LeGram as Hermes. And we have Maria Cristina Alves. I hope I'm saying Alves. We call her MC. Maria Cristina as Persephone.
And if you could, I should have said this when I set it up. Rather than just list them, tell me what's so great about each of them, or just one little anecdote. Yeah, why you love working with each of them, you know?
Oh, okay. We're getting into story time. All right. well, let's start Matthew Hades. We have a great. Eurydice and Hades, they have a very interesting relationship in the show, but honestly that me and Matthew have like a love-hate relationship off stage too. I tease him all the time. Every time we see each other backstage, we are terribly mean to each other, but actually like that's our way of saying I love you, because I do love Matthew and I love working with him. Maria Cristina is like the craziest, quirkiest, funniest person I know. She's such a brilliant actor, and it's so fun for me to work with her and learn from her every day. Antonio, he plays Orpheus, who is my cosmic lover in the show, and I really love how Antonio, he brings so much youth and like looks both on and off stage, I feel like, has this childlike approach to how he sees the world, which is so refreshing and so much fun to play with on stage. And Nathan LeGram is the queen of everything. Literally, Nathan LeGram is untouchable. Nathan LeGram floats. Nathan LeGram does not walk, he levitates. yes, it's very fun to see Nathan LeGram levitate both on and off stage.
I love it. And of course, I mean, the roles, I mean, Andre DeShields won a friggin' Tony.
Yeah.
So like these are just all-timer great instant classic roles that you all get to play. We have to mention that it is a musical by the great Anais Mitchell, we actually interviewed Anais.
Really?
A couple months ago. Yeah. Shameless plug. Everybody listening to this, check out the interview in our podcast.
Yes.
Archive.
Do check it out. Because yes. anything she has to say is brilliant. So
absolutely.
Yeah,
dish on the songs a little bit, like list some of your favorite ones. I mean, I know there's, Way Down Hadestown, Way Down Under the Ground, but that's just scratching the surface. What are some of your favorites?
Oh, okay. I love Road One. That's the opening of the show. It's so much fun, and it brings you into the world every night. It's such a fun start to the show. I love that. I love Wait For Me. It's a classic. You gotta love Wait For Me, and I love watching it every night because it's truly just eye candy. And Rachel Schaffner, our director, I mean, the staging on that number is it never gets old. Wedding song, a bop. Okay, when the chips are down. Honestly, walk on the treadmill to that song. It's amazing. I do the show 8 times a week and I'm still listening to it when I work out. So the soundtrack's amazing. It was my favorite musical before I was in the show and I still listen to it on repeat doing the show because I don't get sick of the music. It's brilliant. And also Anais' use of poetry and language throughout the show. There's so much you can discover in her language, her poetry, her use of words. It's truly never ending. So that's why I always love repeating the soundtrack because I find either new meanings or new figurative language, new alliteration that I'd never heard that she sprinkles in throughout the whole show. So yeah, truthfully, the music is magical to sum it up.
Oh yeah, there's a reason she won for best original score, and that it won best, you know, musical and overall too. I mean, it is catchy stuff to listen to, even just from a soundtrack, even without even seeing it. But of course, you do get to see it. It's paired with these amazing visuals. So yeah, paint me a visual picture. I know we're a radio station right now, but if you can, ooh, with your words, describe, like, if our listeners come out to National Theater and see Hadestown, ooh, like, what visually are we seeing in terms of maybe the set design or the costumes? You know, that kind of stuff.
Ooh. Honestly, everything's so, you know what, it's interesting because Hadestown, we have one kind of main set and it all takes place in, or at least the set, you know, when you start off to look at it, it looks like an old bar, an old jazz club. It's actually inspired off of Preservation Hall in New Orleans. So it's got this really rustic, almost kind of, I would say, a little homey too, like a little rustic, homey and mysterious. I mean, when you sit down, I watched the show both on Broadway and the tour. And I think when I sit down as an audience member, I'm very much intrigued, you know, the set kind of starts off dark and there's smoke in the air and you're like, where are we? Are we at a bar? But then, like, as soon as like the musicians and the actors, come on. I mean, that stage and that set is filled with life. And even though it's kind of one central set piece, it can make you feel like you're in so many different locations. Like, we've got Wait For Me. You have the iconic swinging lights. I can't give away too much. But honestly, like, visually, for those coming to see the show, Road One, Chant, Wait For Me, and Doubt Comes In are my favorite visual numbers to look at.
Awesome. There you go, folks. Write those down and look out for them when you see them in the playbill and you come and sit down. Be ready for those.
Be ready. Be ready.
Awesome. All right. Well, I know you got to be off here in 5 minutes. So let's sort of end like this. Pretend that I'm not even here and like you're just talking directly to our listeners on the radio. You know, let's say they're driving in their car right now. What am I going to do next week? Yeah. So, hey, you know, hey, DC, come on out to Hadestown. You're going to have a blast.
All right. Hey, DC, I'm so happy to be here. Y'all all got to check out what truly is a myth in the living flesh, Hadestown. We'll be here for 2 weeks, and I expect to see you all there. Come see how the world can be. That's the slogan of the show, but it's so true. Come see how the world could be.
And explain what that means really quick before we bounce. What do you mean, come see how the world could be? Why is that the theme?
Okay, so honestly, I think Hadestown does a beautiful job at reflecting both what the world could be and what the world is right now. Most of the show kind of has that paradox on repeat. And basically that means we know the world we're aiming for, and we can even think about that in terms of like broad terms right now, in terms of, you know, we're struggling with climate change, but we want to see that fixed. We want to see the world inclusive. We want to see the world diverse. We want to see the world full of love. And Hadestown reflects all of that, but it also reflects you how the world is right now. And that is with climate problems, with political strife, with poverty. So Hadestown does a beautiful job at showing you both what we are striving for as a society and also what we are dealing with on a daily basis in terms of struggle.
Awesome. Well said. So come see how the world could be and how it currently is, but hopefully how it might be someday.
yes, exactly.
Hey, thank you so much for doing this. Again, it's the Tony-winning Broadway musical smash, Hadestown, that's going to be coming to the National Theater here in D.C. from June 6th through the 18th, so get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
All right, be well. Bye.
Bye.